Right, let's go back to that story about the German tourist that was shot dead near the Numbi Gate, near the Kruger Park yesterday. Brigadier Salvi Mokhlala, provincial spokesperson in Mpumalanga. Brigadier, are you with us?
Yes, I'm available.
Thank you very much. Brigadier, tell us what happened in this incident. What do you know so far?
Yes, what transpired is that these tourists, four of them, the German tourists, they were going to their lodge driving on the Numbi Road. And this road, it's got speed humps. Now, some of these speed humps, they are the ones that you people would normally build for themselves. So they are not professionally built. And they make people to drive very, very slow when you are out there. So while they're approaching the speed hump, there's a VW caddy that allegedly came in with three occupants, three African males. And then they immediately stopped in front of them, instructed them to open their doors. Unfortunately, the driver within that particular vehicle that was with the tourists, they refused to open the doors. And one suspect pulled out the firearm and shot through the window. It hit the driver on the upper body, on the right side towards the chest, and he managed to engage on the reverse gear, trying to run away. Unfortunately, they lost control. They hit the wall, and that's where he lost his life. We summoned all the paramedics there and all our role players. Unfortunately, he was certified dead on arrival.
Brigadier, what are you doing in terms of a manhunt to track those responsible?
For now, we have allocated the packet to one of our seasoned detectives. It's a team of detectives to look with that particular vehicle. We are working hand in hand with the security companies that are operating within this particular site. And we have also, sent messages to the community to say that those who know that particular vehicle, because it was said that it is a green VW caddy. Obviously, there should be somebody who knows that particular vehicle, and it might be staying just around this particular area. So we will definitely utilize all our avenues to ensure that we look at particular vehicle and also hunt those particular criminals.
Brigadier, the Numbi Road is notorious. That's how it's described. It is an area that criminals have targeted in the past. What have the police in Mpumalanga done about this? You spoke about man-made speed humps as well, which obviously the government has not made. They're made by local residents. Have you done anything to clear that up? What have you been doing about this area?
Look, we have spoken to the municipality, and we are talking with them and then with the other role players to see as to what is it that needs to be done. From our side as the police, we have always deployed the police around this particular area. But as you know, with the limited resources that we have, we cannot have a static vehicle. But safe to say that we decided now that we've got the caravans that we normally utilize, that we put them, we call them the contact points. We are going to take one and then put it along that particular road. Now it is a very stretch road. We will try from our level best to supplement the resources that we have from the side of the police, working hand in hand with the security companies. But we hope that the municipality will also play their part. These humps that normally the criminals utilize them as a gateway, something must be done with them. Obviously, it's not the responsibility for us as the police, but once the criminal activity has been committed, it becomes our responsibility.
Brigadier, thank you. Brigadier Salvi Mokhlala, provincial spokesperson in Mpumalanga, speaking to us there about what the police are doing. When they say limited resources, it infuriates me. You hear Joburg Water saying we're doing what we can. Limited resources from the police, it's infuriating. Well, all of this, of course, has an impact on tourism. Chief Executive Officer at the Tourism Business Council of South Africa, Chifiwe Chivengwa, joining us now. Chifiwe, good afternoon to you. This is a big blow for tourism in South Africa. You must be reeling.
Absolutely. It is a big blow for tourism in South Africa. And it's not something that we would like to be on the news to talk about. We have been trying to recover. And we do know that the stretch of road has been a bit problematic. I am actually at the scene of the accident with the police and the brigadier. And we need to find resources and supplement whatever needs to be done in this area. We've put a security company here for the past 3 months. to patrol this stretch of roads, and we have been putting our resources into this part of the road to make sure that it is safe for tourists. And we'll continue to work with the police and all the key stakeholders in this area to make sure that this road is safe and the Numbi Gate remains open, and the tourists are able to go to the Kruger National Park using this particular road. But it is safe for tourism. Definitely not something that we want to be on the news about. And also, it is not unique to South Africa. This type of things do happen in many parts of the world. It just so happened that it has happened now in South Africa, and we have been not having this kind of situation for quite a number of years. But it does happen.
We spoke to the German ambassador to South Africa at the start of the show. He said that Lufthansa is about to launch a direct route from Germany to Mbombela. How concerned are you that this could really put a dampen on those plans?
Well, that is why we've been preparing for the past few months to make sure that, when the aeroplane finally arrives here, we are prepared. And also we deal with all these incidents that we have been having in this particular area. So we are concerned, but we are working on solutions, and we are working fast. And if you can see how many cars are here and how many police and the brigadiers are here, we are here to find solutions to make sure that, when the Eurowings land here in Mpumalanga, they find us ready and we support tourism in this particular, part of the country. It's important for the communities and for everybody, who lives here, who depends on tourism. So we are not going to stop. We're going to find solutions, and we're going to put some immediate solutions that we from our side can fund to make sure that, this stretch of road is safe and many other stretch of roads are safe, not only for international tourists, for all tourists, including South African tourists who travel in this road. There's been incidents, that affect, South Africans also in this particular stretch of road. So we are bringing interventions and resources into this area.
Are you getting requisite support from government and from the police? Do you feel that they are doing enough?
Well, we can always do more. And I think the issue that the brigadier spoke about of removing the speed humps, because we have removed other speed humps in this particular stretch of road that were problematic. We need to remove the last ones, and we need to make sure that there are signage, across this road to make sure that, we don't have these illegal speed humps. So we have to work together. We have to support each other, because there's no way around it where we as a private sector can do, alone. We have to work with the public sector, but we must make sure that we do things fast. We don't have the luxury of time.
Chifua, thank you. Chifua Chivengwa, Chief Executive Officer at the Tourism Business Council of South Africa. As you heard, he is on the scene of that shooting in which a German tourist was killed yesterday. Very concerning. And the police can do more. Just get rid of the illegal speed humps that are there. At least that will minimize the risk. Put a stationary police car there, as they said they're now doing now. It's reactionary, of course. It's always reactionary.